All right, everyone, welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today we're tackling something really important in the world of ADR.
Yeah.
Diversity.
Absolutely.
Now, we've all seen those pledges and, you know, commitments to diversity.
Mm-hmm.
But how do we move beyond just, you know, good intentions to actual action?
Right.
That's what we're digging into today. And we've got some really interesting excerpts from a document that lays out a bunch of steps.
Yeah.
That all kinds of folks, you know, lawyers, arbitrators, even businesses, mm-hmm. can take to really boost diversity in ADR. Have you ever felt like you wanted to make a difference but just weren't sure where to start?
Absolutely.
Well, today, we're giving you the tools to actually do something.
Yeah, I think, you know, signing a pledge is a great first step.
Yeah.
But, you know, real change requires more than just a signature.
Mm-hmm.
What's really neat about ADR is that unlike, you know, traditional litigation,
right.
it gives the parties involved the power to actually choose. Who makes the decisions?
Okay, so let's say I'm a business owner and I'm facing, you know, a big contract dispute and I'm heading into arbitration.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to make sure that the panel, you know, handling my case
right.
is diverse.
Right.
Where do I even begin?
Well, the document that we are looking at today really emphasizes a few key things.
Okay.
First of all, don't be shy about specifically requesting diverse arbitrators right from the get-go.
Okay.
It might feel a little bit, you know, awkward to bring it up, but your voice truly matters.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, you really want to consider the lawyer who's representing you.
Yeah.
Do they have a track record?
Yeah.
Of, you know, committing to diversity. Don't hesitate to ask them about how they approach selecting arbitrators.
Yeah.
And then finally, get involved in that panel selection process.
Yeah.
Don't just, you know, blindly accept whoever's put in front of you.
It's about being proactive.
Exactly.
At every stage.
Yeah.
And, you know, really using your influence.
Yes.
To shape the process.
And it's not just about individuals taking those steps. You know, legal representatives, they have a huge responsibility here to really be champions for diversity.
So how can they do things differently?
Yeah.
You know, because I think we all have that, you know, unconscious bias where we tend to go back to people we know.
Absolutely. That's a great point. And the source really stresses the need to, you know, branch out, expand your networks, and actively seek out candidates from diverse backgrounds.
Mm-hmm.
And think about it, with virtual hearings becoming so common,
right.
geographic limitations are really starting to disappear.
Mm-hmm.
There's this whole world of talented, diverse arbitrators out there. There's one really cool suggestion in this document too. Give younger diverse associates active roles in these arbitrations.
Oh, that's a good idea. Yeah, it gives them experience.
Exactly.
It brings in new perspective.
Right.
Now, I'm also kind of curious about the arbitrators themselves.
Mm.
What can they do to, you know, drive diversity from within the system?
That's huge. If you're an experienced arbitrator, you've got a real platform. You know,
right.
This source suggests when you're picking a panel chair,
okay.
prioritize diversity. You can mentor upcoming arbitrators
yeah.
from underrepresented groups. And here's where it gets fascinating.
Okay.
The more diverse that pool of arbitrators becomes, the more legitimate mm-hmm. and prevalent ADR becomes as a whole.
Yeah.
It starts to really reflect the diversity that we see in society.
It's a virtuous cycle again.
Absolutely.
So let's zoom out even further. Let's talk about those organizations that provide ADR services.
Okay.
What's their role in making all of this happen?
You know, they're like the architects of the whole system.
Mm-hmm.
They've got this responsibility to build diverse rosters of arbitrators.
Okay.
To make sure that there's diverse representation
mm-hmm.
in the lists of potential panelists for each case.
Yeah.
And they can even proactively appoint diverse individuals when the parties just can't seem to agree.
So it's not just about having the names on a list. It's about...
Yeah, it's about going beyond just checking a box. It's about really promoting those individuals and making sure their voices are heard.
It seems like leadership at all levels is really key here.
Absolutely.
What about, you know, managing partners, supervisors, folks in mentoring positions?
Mm.
What can they do to, you know, really move the needle on diversity?
Yeah.
In ADR.
Well, it really comes down to creating an environment where diverse attorneys are encouraged
mm-hmm.
and supported in pursuing ADR as a career path. Think tangible resources, you know, training programs,
yeah.
mentorship opportunities, compensation structures that really reflect the value they bring to the table.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, this isn't something just for those in leadership positions. Everyone can advocate for this type of support.
We've talked a lot about opportunities. But we also have to address the elephant in the room.
Yeah.
Bias.
You hit the nail on the head. This document that we're discussing really delves into all the different types of bias that can sneak into decision making. You know, we've got implicit bias, confirmation bias, unconscious bias. We all have these biases, you know, even if we're not aware of them.
Right.
I think the first step is acknowledging that and then actively working to counteract those biases.
It's a constant process.
It is, yeah.
Of self-reflection and, you know, adjustment.
And there's a really powerful point made in this document. Real change can't just come from the underrepresented groups pushing for diversity. The non-diverse majority needs to step up to the plate, recognize their own biases, and take a leadership role in this.
We've covered a lot of ground today, from individual actions to, you know, big systemic shifts. What's the one thing our listeners should take away from all of this?
I think it's about realizing that you have more influence than you might think. You know, think about your own sphere of influence, your workplace, your community, your networks. How can you apply these ideas to really champion diversity and ADR and beyond?
And remember, this is just the tip of the iceberg.
It is.
We encourage you to, you know, dig into the source material we mentioned, explore these suggestions even further, and really think about your own role in creating a more diverse and equitable world. Thanks for joining us on The Deep Dive.